You're listening to SBS News.
Hi everyone, I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. This is On The Money from the SBS Newsroom for this Monday, the 12th of October 2020. It's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap. The Commonwealth Bank was in focus today and will be tomorrow. It holds its AGM then, the annual general meeting, but today it released some home loan deferral numbers. 129,000 home and business loans remain deferred at the bank with a combined value of $42 billion at the end of September. That's down, though, from $67 billion in June as more customers begin repayments on their loans following that COVID-19 relief. I'll have more on that in a few seconds, but the Australian share market did particularly well today, up by 0.5% to 6,131 points. That's on the S&P ASX 200. And today's gain now sees 6 days of gains in a row. Tech and bank stocks led the way, and Link surged 25%. It was the best performer on the 200 following a takeover bid. So for more on the market moves and the Commonwealth Bank, I spoke earlier with Evan Lucas, the chief market strategist at InvestSmart, and I first asked him what drove the market today.
Probably a combination of several things. Friday in the US was okay, and there is growing signs that the US is starting to really look through the US election. Not only that, China is also back from their golden week, so that also was there. Iron ore is possibly one part of the market that sort of explains why we're up in the material space. Jumped 5%, but it has been shut for a week, so it's making up for a week's worth of no movement. And then otherwise, it's probably down to the fact that last week was signing off on one of the best weeks we've seen in months, and to start a new week in that kind of gusto was always going to be unlikely. There isn't a huge amount of news around at the moment. And if we're also probably honest, you need to be asking a question of what's the next catalyst. And if you're probably going to look at one, it's the 3rd of November. There isn't a huge amount for that. And the 3rd of November is the US presidential election. So we are getting close. We're inside almost 3 weeks as of Tuesday. So it's getting to that point where maybe markets just start to get a little bit sort of risk off and sort of cool their jets a bit.
Okay, so speaking of the US election, like you mentioned, it's less than a month away. How's the market reacting, and typically how should it be reacting in the lead up to an election?
Yeah, that's a great question because it's actually bucking a 28-year trend. So what I mean by that, if we go all the way back to 1992, whenever an incumbent administration, I say that deliberately, obviously in the US they only have 2 terms of presidents. So an administration can be turned over when a new president comes in. So example is 2000, Bush and Al Gore, or Obama and John McCain. They were replacing two-term presidents. But normally, US markets have gone up when you've actually seen the incumbent administration returned. US markets have fallen when the incumbent administration has actually been kicked out. Why it's different this time is that US markets are going up leading into the election, when it looks like, according to the polls, this 9.7% differential between Biden and Trump, that the administration is going to get kicked out of the White House. And that, as I said, is something that we haven't seen in terms of the last 28 years of elections, is that normally the US markets go down because the change of administration is the unknown, it's a risk, and therefore markets tend to sort of ease off. Maybe they're making a decision that the risk off of having a change of administration is actually a better risk on movement than staying with the current administration they have.
If we talk about what I guess is one of the biggest stories locally anyway, that's the Commonwealth Bank. It said that the number of customers with deferred loans is now falling and falling faster, I guess. What does this mean for the bank?
Yeah, it's a positive, but at the same time, you've got to take that with a pinch of salt. And the reason I say that is that don't forget, at the end of September, they were automatically going to start sort of rolling people off those deferments. So we knew that they were going to start actually asking clients to come back online and start repaying. And naturally, you're going to start to see that number come down anyway as the bank starts to have those slightly uncomfortable conversations with clients about starting up. So it's a good thing in the fact that it's reducing risk. There are probably people out there, particularly outside of Victoria, that are now back in a scenario where they're probably back at work to some extent and are moving. So that's the positive. You've got to look at it from that perspective. Commonwealth Bank does have a fairly large exposure to New South Wales, and that's where the majority of these originally issues were, and they're starting to roll off. That's a real positive thing. But as I said, it's also because naturally they are rolling off because the bank is now starting to ask those clients to start repaying, and they will continue to do so. What the question becomes is whether or not in the future those that are being asked all of a sudden can't and the defaults start. That's the big one. And, you know, hopefully it doesn't happen, but the cynic in me says Christmas will be quite an interesting period for those people.
And its AGM is on tomorrow. What's expected?
I think that exact point that we've just discussed is going to be questioned, because if you're a shareholder, it's a risk for the bank to be actually holding that amount of people. 129,000 of their loans are still on deferment, and it's around about 45,000 in the business side is on deferment as well. So that's a reasonable part of their portfolio to be holding in that space. It's about 8.5%. So that would be one of the questions. The outlook, and look, all AGMs this current earnings season AGM season is about to start, that will be the best question, because we didn't get earnings or expectations of earnings going forward because you can't really give them. So it's a question of whether or not you start to also continue to see in AGM season shareholders starting to ask those questions, because mainly shareholders have been sort of willing to accept it. They understand the scenario and they've sort of gone, okay, we understand that, and have sort of bought into it and have been buying the market anyway. But that will be the question tomorrow, is how they continue to make sure that their loan book doesn't get impairments and doesn't actually start to become an actual impactor on the business going forward, rather than being this Team Australia thing they're currently doing.
Evan Lucas there talking about the Commonwealth Bank and the Australian share market. And speaking of the Commonwealth Bank, it has a new look. After 30 years, the bank has updated its yellow and black diamond logo to a more modern yellow and gold look, which you'll see rolled out over time. Meanwhile, the Australian Securities Exchange, it also had a bit of an update, but didn't go so smoothly at the weekend. And today what happened was a website upgrade at the weekend caused the ASX to be unable to display company announcements online. So instead, they were made available to view via brokers and news agencies. And normally the website hosts around 2 million visits per day. And it comes at a very busy time ahead of AGM season. And briefly before I go, petrol prices around the country, well, they've risen last weekend. The Australian Institute of Petroleum says the national average for a litre of unleaded fuel rose nearly 3 cents to just over $1.19 last week, which is still historically low. And it comes as used car prices continue to climb. Now, COVID-19 has seen a global slowdown of car exports, leading to shortages of vehicles, and that's been driving up the prices of available stock, and that's according to ComSec. And with fewer of us catching public transport, cars are in demand. Datium Insight says used car prices rose 0.7% last week, and its used vehicle price index surged nearly 30% compared with this time last year. And that is On the Money for this Monday, the 12th of October 2020. I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. You can follow me on Twitter at Business Ricardo.